All right, if I can have your attention in the media center, we are now joined by our second place qualifier, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Busch Light Ford. Kevin, kind of tell us a little bit about your run out there.
It was a good lap. It's a good starting position, and looking forward to the weekend, and got to get off to a good start.
All right, let's open up the floor. We'll start with Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Did you accidentally hit the kill switch on your run? Somebody sent me a text and said they heard something about that on the radio.
I did, yeah. It wound up not being where we lost the time, but I went from when I had it in first gear, I kind of went to just stretch my arm, and I flicked my fingers, and it flipped the kill switch. I was still on the apron over here, though.
But it wasn't anything that would have killed your lap? And
no, I was mad at myself for doing it, because at the time, you know, you look down, and you see a 22 and pulls of what, a 17 or whatever it was on my dash, so we lost a little speed off of turn 4.
And about Ford's getting the top 5, I mean, this just seems to be a pattern. Is it great to be on the winning side for a change?
It is, and you know, I think everybody's done a lot of work, and you know, days like today are, you know, days that really show up from all the hard work from the engine shop, and you know, I saw a lot of the same display last week at Talladega, from the engines to the oils, and you know, and just the preparation of getting the cars up in the front of the field is a good start to the weekend, and gets you good pit stalls, and allows you just to get everything at the start of the race going, and it allows you to have a little bit of a buffer if your car is not handling right. So Fridays and qualifying days and super speedway races are, you know, a huge credit to the engine shop and the things that they do, and our guys do a great job with the cars, whether it's qualifying or race trim. So it's definitely makes a lot of fun.
We're gonna go to Bob, and then we're gonna go to Jerry, and then Dustin.
Bob Ponker, ESPN. How similar, if you know, or dissimilar is the car today compared to May? I mean, have you guys made so many gains, and is it very different, or do you think it's fairly similar?
I can't even tell you the last time I've asked about a race car. To be honest with you, but
you just drive the same.
I can't remember what I did last week. It better not drive the same, because it was 80 degrees or 70 some degrees here the last time. So, you know, it's it should make more grip. It should have more speed. I think we qualified at like a 29 flat last time, and just qualified 28.20. So, you know, the speeds are definitely way up when you get conditions like this. But I would venture to say that nothing's very close, you know, from a downforce or car standpoint. I'd say there's a lot of similarities, but, you know, there's a lot of differences that go along with it from the progression of the year.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires like that in PRN. I'll go back to, we all changed the manufacturers, and you said there would be gremlins and things, but you guys advanced very quickly. And when Clint was in here earlier today, he says SHR.
Who was in here?
Clint.
Oh.
He said SHR is the team to beat. You guys are clicking on, all the teams are clicking on all 4 cylinders. And what is that dynamic that just this, for the whole organization to be where it's at and going forward with the potential to have 4 cars in the top 8 going forward?
Well, I think that, you know, I think that there's a number of pieces to that question. You know, I think that the switch to Ford was something that everybody, I view it as a once in a lifetime opportunity for an organization to have a, you know, the resources and the financial backing and all the things that we got to gather and put within our own walls. You know, I think that started last year. There was a lot of time and effort and work that went into, you know, switching over to Ford, and then it was, okay, how do we utilize all these details? And they just, you know, they allow us so many more resources than what we had before within our own company, and we have ownership that is, you know, willing to let us share that amongst our 4 cars, and we're not looking for a partner, you know, to share information with. You know, it's all within the walls of SHR. So, you know, I think as it evolves, and Ford is, you know, so committed to everything, and as you have a problem, they come up with a solution. We come up with a solution, and it, you know, it fixes this piece, and then it's another piece, and you know, it's just a continuous line of solutions, and there's always going to be hurdles, and there's always going to be changes. But you know, the progression, even with the way that we ran at the beginning of the year, there's been a progression with the cars, there's been a progression with the engines, and those are the types of things that you want to continue to see. And I think, you know, that no alliance piece of it is better, because we get to keep things amongst ourselves that aren't shared amongst eight cars. You know, they're shared amongst four within the people within our walls, whether it's chassis, bodies, you know, whatever the case may be. And we just, you know, we have all those things, and then you add Mobile One on top of that to all the things that they do for us, and there's just a number of things that go well.
Right. We're going to go with Dustin and then wrap up with Lee.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kevin, other than the championship race, which essentially is almost like a must-win for any of the four, I think you're the last guy that was kind of in a must-win situation and won when you did mm-hmm. it at Dover. And I'm curious in the sense of, for as much as people say you treat it as a normal weekend and you try not to let that stuff interfere, what is it like to go through that type of a weekend? How hard is it to make the status quo, or is it easy? Cause
sometimes it's easier.
Why?
There's only one way out. Yeah, you know, there's, you know, when your only way to advance is to win, you know, that's what you plan your strategy around. That's what you plan your preparation around. That's what you plan everything around. And it's easier to think about one thing than it is, well, what happens here? What if I win? What if I don't? What if I crash? You know, all those scenarios that pop up, you know, when you're right on the bubble, are harder to deal with than a must-win scenario. My guys are really good at details, and I think that's what, you know, sets us aside from, you know, a lot of people from a week-to-week basis, and is the details that they can go through, and nobody ever panics. Everybody's always calm, and it's always just another situation. And we've been fortunate to go through a lot of those situations and succeed in those situations. But to me, a must-win situation is easier to prep for mentally because there's really no other way out. But not to say that's not stressful, but you know, your whole season rides on one race, and you just go out there and do what you do. But sometimes that's mentally easier to prep for.
Is that Dover win among the more satisfying wins? I mean, I know you've had a lot of big wins in your career, but just because it was back against the wall, or is that
Yeah, I think Phoenix 2014 was probably the most satisfying, you know, having to win that race and then going to win a championship.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You mentioned Mobile One earlier. Shell Pennzoil flew us down to Coda a couple years ago, and they showed us all the technology that has gone to help the Formula One teams. Kurt mentioned it last week about Mobile One. How much have they played a part in you know, finding just little extra things that have helped you guys with performance this year?
Yeah, well, they're just so active in the things that we do, whether it's with our engine shop. I mean, they're truly, you know, in the trailer, have an analyzing station in the trailer of making sure that we don't have any issues with transmissions or gears or anything that their lubricants are into, you know, and just the commitment that they have to making better lubricants and oils and things that we use is a daily commitment. And, you know, I've never been around another oil manufacturer that has treated it like that, and they're truly a part of the team and have done a really good job and do a lot of really good things with the race team and believe in the racing program, and it's going to help advance the things they do with their technology. So that's fun, and it's you know, it's definitely good to have that on your side.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. Good luck on Sunday.